Lieutenant, I see you're awake. You shouldn't be. You're supposed to be asleep. There's no point in trying to hide it. I can tell you now. You've always had that way of pretending to sleep when you didn't want to talk. Johnny would always get so annoyed when he'd race over to your house first thing in the morning to go fishing, swimming, whatever mischief you two would get yourself into, and all you'd want to do is sleep in. You always used to say you were the best and worst thing about summer vacation. You don't remember me, do you? I can't say I blame you. It's been, what, almost 10 years since you've left New York? I probably look a little different now, and you've been through so much. But it's me. What do you mean, who are you? It's me, Anna. Johnny's little sister? Yes, from Glenora. We used to run around together when you and Johnny would sneak out to the lake in the summers. You two would always try to lose me, but I'd follow you both everywhere. Just a little girl in pigtails, tracking a dirty stuffed bunny on the ground behind her. Oh, so now you recognize me? I have to admit, I think I'm a little disappointed. Then again, I was just a girl when you left town to go to college in Cambridge. That was, what, 8 years ago? Well, a lot can happen in that span of time, I guess. But you still look the same. You probably didn't expect to see me here, did you? Well, guess I'm not just that kid tagging along anymore. Although, since I am here now with you, maybe I still kind of am? In some form or another, I mean. You really don't make it easy for yourself, do you? Stay still now. Don't try to move. Let me take a look. I swear, you always were restless, even back home. Well, I wouldn't say you're out of the woods yet, but we've done all we can for the night. The wound's clean, and the bleeding's stopped. You're stable, but you need rest. You're not going to heal if you keep fighting sleep like this. What was that? No, don't try to talk. You need to conserve your strength. Whatever smart remark you've got can wait until morning. I'm not going anywhere. And neither are you, for that matter. I'm going to give you some morphine. It'll help with the pain, make it easier to rest. You'll sleep through the night. At least that's what you're supposed to do. You've always been a stubborn one, haven't you? I've seen soldiers fight to stay awake, but you're different. Of course, I already knew that. But even here, nothing to prove. You just can't let go. What is it you're holding on to so tightly? You don't have to, you know? You're always trying to be tough. You don't have to be with me. I've known you long enough to see through all of that. Typical. Of course you're not going to answer. Why, I'll bet you don't even remember the first time you tried to play the hero. You were, what, 14? No, 13. Back in Glenora. That snowstorm. You saved me that night. You probably don't even remember, do you? Yeah, I can see by the look on your face you don't. But I do. It was freezing. The snow piled up so high I could barely see a thing. I thought I'd just taken the wrong turn on the way back home from the store, but the storm came in so fast. I couldn't find my way. I'd given up. I really did think I was going to die out there. But then, you were there. Out of nowhere, you found me. Brought me back home. You probably thought you were just doing a small thing, helping your friend's little sister. But you saved my life that night. What? Of course it mattered. You don't think that was a big deal? I would have died if it wasn't for you. You saved me. And that's the plain truth of it. I suppose you have saved a few more lives since then, haven't you? Still, that was the first time. The first time I saw you was more than just the friend of my older brother. You were the one everyone looked up to. Even Johnny. He'd try to act tough around you, but he idolized you too. I think we all did, in our own ways. But for me, it was different. It wasn't just admiration. Not after that night. You've always had this way of showing up just when I need you the most. I remember thinking, after that storm, he's going to do great things one day. He's going to leave this small town behind, and we'll never see him again. And I was right, wasn't I? He went off to college, to Harvard, of all places. Everyone thought you were going to be a rich lawyer or a businessman or something. But then Pearl Harbor got bombed, and I guess you decided to enlist because you felt it was your duty. Can't say I'm surprised. I'm so sorry you're here, but a small part of me, the part I'm trying very hard not to acknowledge, I'm so happy to see you again. I'm so glad you made it. A lot of people didn't. Well, you know what I mean. Does Johnny know? I mean, no, he doesn't. Well, he didn't. I didn't tell him at first. Can you imagine? To be honest, only got the courage to tell him I joined up after I was well on my way here to Europe. If I was still somewhere in America, I'm sure he would have moved heaven and earth to bring me back home. Yes, I joined the Army Nurse Corps a few months after we got the letter from you, telling Johnny that you were shipping out just a few months short of graduation. Your poor mother. She didn't know whether to feel disappointed or horrified or scared or proud or... Well, it was probably a strange mixture of all four. And, well, I'd been thinking about it for a while. but if I'm being honest, it was knowing you were out here somewhere that made up my mind. Johnny would have lost it if he knew I was following you into this madness, so of course I couldn't tell him. Not until I was too far away. You know, back home, everyone is so worried about you. I mean, sure, there's other boys from town who've joined up as well, but none like you. You're Glenora's golden boy, and I'm not afraid to admit that I've pored over those lists. You know which ones I'm talking about. Well, in any case, you're here now, alive. And now it's my job to make sure you heal, whether you like it or not. You've survived the worst of it. Don't let something like exhaustion take you down. Well, since you're stuck in that bed and you're not in any condition to run away, I suppose now would be a fine time to tell you everything. Yes, after I enlisted, I went through training and was stationed in Yupan. I was given a choice between there and Saipan. But since your last letter to Johnny was sent out from Brussels, it wasn't a difficult decision to make. I didn't know if I'd find you or if I even should. Nevertheless, I had to try. But when I saw your name on that list of the wounded, I knew I had to come. Luckily, I was stationed in Verviers. It's only about 10 miles away, so I applied for an immediate transfer here. I couldn't let anything happen to you. Not after all this time. You saved me all those years ago. And now, here is my chance to do the same. You don't have to say anything. I didn't expect you to. I just needed you to know. I've been watching you from the sidelines for so long. Ever since that day in the snow, I've always cared about you. More than you probably ever realized. Shh, no. No, don't strain yourself. We can talk later, when you're stronger. Right now, you need to rest. The morphine's going to start kicking in soon, and, well, you won't be able to keep your eyes open for much longer. You've always been so strong, so brave. But you don't need to be brave right now. You don't need to fight. Not here. Not with me. Just rest. I'll be here when you wake. You probably don't even realize what you mean to me. But I've spent my whole life looking up to you. It's strange, isn't it? Here I am, taking care of you now. The one who's always been there for everyone else. You'll get through this. You always do. And when you're ready, maybe we can talk about what comes next. Johnny? Yeah, he's doing fine. Don't worry about him. He'll be waiting for us back home. But for now, let me take care of you. All right? You're safe here. I won't let anything happen to you. I promise. As you probably already know, Johnny wanted to enlist with you. He would have to if things had gone differently. But when her father had that heart attack, everything changed. Someone had to stay behind and run the family practice. After Dad passed, it was Johnny who had to take over. There was no one else. He wanted to be here with you, fighting on the front lines. You know how close you two always were. But Lenora needed a doctor more than it needed another soldier. Johnny's been doing what he can, keeping the practice going, taking care of the families back home. He's still saving lives, just in a different way. But it does weigh on him, not being here with you. He doesn't talk about it much, but I know it does. Anyway, sleep now. You've done enough. I'll keep watch, like you did for me all those years ago.